Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm really, really delighted to be able to give you meditation instruction, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sitting with me. We'll practice today for our normal 10 minutes, so please get settled on your cushion or your chair. Both are fine. And as you do, I want to offer you something to contemplate. There's a quality that's very important in spiritual practice and in your meditation practice. And this quality is something that is often undervalued, underemphasized in our culture, at least in the United States. And that is the quality of precision. We live in a very speedy world. It can feel chaotic and overwhelming sometimes. And so most of us, myself included, tend to rush through things, and you know, you have to, there's a lot to do. However, your meditation practice does not have to fall under that heading of things that you have to rush through and get done. Your meditation practice is actually a time for you to relax. And we don't want to rush, we cannot rush through our relaxation. It just doesn't seem to work. So the quality of precision is very important to your practice. And I'll give you an example of how you can develop more of a relationship with this quality of precision, of crispness, of not cutting corners. And the reason I want to bring it up is because often I hear from people who would like to alter some piece of the instruction. And I'm not talking about people who are in pain and need to lie down to practice or anything like that. Please do not hurt yourself in your meditation practice. But I'm talking about things like mixing in practices from other traditions with this particular practice. I'm talking about things like, I know she says you're supposed to place your attention on your breath, and if you stray into thought, to let that go and come back, but I'm actually going to also do some mantra practice or some visualization, and I've read about these things that are interesting, and I'm going to try to bring them in because I don't have a lot of time, so I'll try to also do these other things during my practice. And I would like to warmly and cordially and loudly invite you to not do that. One of the great benefits of this practice is that it is very, very simple. And the benefits arise when we follow the instruction crisply and clearly. And don't be afraid to do that. I hear from people from time to time who feel like, I'm just going to do it my own way. And you know what? If that's what you're going to do, fine. That's cool. However, that is not the practice of meditation particularly. Also, because I'll just speak for myself, because I am really, really good at fooling myself and pretending to be a spiritual person and pretending to meditate, just telling you how it is, I find that in those experiences when I have tried to, fool with the instruction, that I'm actually indulging my confusion about what spiritual practice really is, about who I really am, rather than trying to liberate myself from that confusion. And if meditation is anything, it is the practice of liberating confusion. When I apply my ideas about what the practice should be, I'm indulging that confusion. When I follow the instruction, and I know many of us are rebellious and don't like the idea of following instruction. However, there are some times when following the instruction is really important. So this instruction that we're going to do in a moment has been honed over millennia. And it's a really good practice. So anyway, I'm not going to belabor that point. Please, as we sit today, especially for us beginning practitioners, it is very, very important to follow the instruction carefully, gently, and with a sense of sort of purity. And if, you know, you get some brilliant ideas about how your practice could be improved, you know, you could apply those once you have mastered the practice. Then, please, you are invited to work with whatever arises. But until the point where you have mastered the practice, keep it simple, follow the instruction, and enjoy the quality of precision and crispness that come with the practice. This quality of precision, simplicity, not cutting corners, often is a quality that is underemphasized in our culture because we have to move so fast just to keep up with our lives. But this is not an experience that you have to move through quickly. You can relax, just follow the instruction. Let go of ideas about what should be happening or shouldn't be happening. And then close the practice, stop meditating, and go back into your life. So anyway, that's all I'll say on that. Please enjoy the simplicity of this practice, and we'll sit together. I hope that talk was useful. So before we start, we begin to apply precision by saying to ourselves, now is my time to meditate, and everything else can wait, and everything else can really friggin' wait. So let's do this together. We'll sit. So take the meditative posture, please, by sitting up straight and relaxing at the same time. That in itself is a very wonderful practice. The practice of feeling uplifted and elegant and at ease and relaxed at the same time. The hands rest, palms down, just above the knee. And let your belly relax and your shoulders. And don't be afraid to be definite. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. The mouth is closed, but the lips can be slightly parted. And just feel yourself fill with silence, because you don't have to talk, and that is awesome. If you notice, this may sound obvious, but when I'm talking, you hear something, and in the pauses, there is silence. The silence is always there. And in your practice, you sort of reestablish your connection to the field of silence from which speech and other sounds arise. Silence is always in the background. breath comes in and out through the nose. The eyes are open and the gaze cast down to some spot that makes sense given the proximity to your screen. But just let there be a sense of downward gaze and soft eyes, and feel all the muscles around the eyes just relax. Feels good. And place your attention on your breath, meaning feel your breath. You're not stepping out of yourself to watch yourself breathe. You are letting your attention sort of marry your breath, like merge with it. So you know that you're doing that when you are with the breath. You're coming in on the inhale. You're seeing, or trying to, because it's kind of impossible, where does the in-breath become the out-breath? And then stay with the full exhale. Don't abandon it. Don't jump off. Notice at the end of the exhale, there is a small gap, like a little space. And then the next inhale just happens. No effort is required for this. And you stay with the next inhale, and you stay with the next exhale. Space, and begin again. Your mind will keep thinking things because that's its job. But imagine your thoughts are kind of like, I don't know, there's a park about a mile from your house, or some kilometers from your house, and some kids are having a birthday party there. So you can sort of hear it. But you're not really paying attention. Let your thoughts be like those kids in the park having a party. Just some of them are having fun, some of them are pouting, some of them are picking fights. No problem. That's happening over there. Your attention is right here with the breath. And so is mine. So we're doing this together. And if you notice that you have become absorbed in these thoughts, no problem. Say to yourself silently, thinking. Like, oh, I get what I was doing. Let go and come back. And again, I will be attempting exactly the same thing. So we'll sit together. Thank you very much for your practice. To close your practice, stop meditating. Like, just let the technique go so you can feel that crisp edge also as you stop your practice. And, you know, in the spirit of full disclosure here, if you've been practicing with me for a while, I'm sure you've seen me do this before, but sometimes when I'm practicing, I become overcome with sadness. Because I've had loss just like everyone else, and it's, you don't know when it's going to happen. But I just want to say that it's a safe and good place to feel your own sorrow is your meditation practice. And so if you are experiencing loss or going through a hard time, my heart goes out to you. And I will just reiterate that practicing alone and also in the with the companionship of your fellow practitioners, you know, all over the world at this point, is a good place to let yourself soften and feel what is really in your heart. So, with that, I will thank you for your practice. Thank you for practicing together, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.